And the result was what came to be called the Battle of Peachtree Creek, which occurred on July 20th, 1864. Hood launched attacks on that day along Peachtree Creek, and this is how he set it up. He kept part of his force, one corps, and some Georgia militia units to hold the defenses of Atlanta. And then he used his two other corps to deliver a series of powerful blows against Thomas's approaching Army of the Cumberland. More than once, these Confederate assaults threatened to break Thomas's lines, but several factors in the end undid Hood's efforts on July 20th in the Battle of Peachtree Creek. First was stalwart fighting by the Federals. The Army of the Cumberland, which had done very good fighting before on many fields and had great confidence in George Thomas, put in another good day on July 20th. There was also poor coordination among the Confederate commanders and the units. Hood didn't really get the maximum pressure applied at any one point during the fighting at Peachtree Creek. And finally, Hood withdrew Patrick R. Claiborne's excellent division from the attacks. He believed that it was necessary to hold Atlanta. He thought there was a significant threat building toward Atlanta. He pulled Claiborne out of the line to help bolster those forces who were guarding against McPherson's flanking movement. So in the end, hard Confederate attacks, but no victory at Peachtree Creek. Casualties? About 2,000 Union and nearly 5,000 Confederate. There were about 20,000 men involved on each side. So that is the Battle of Peachtree Creek. After the fighting at Peachtree Creek, which had occurred on the Union right flank, that's Sherman's right as he's approaching the city, the Confederate left. After that fighting, Hood sought to emulate his idol, Robert E. Lee, by mounting a flanking movement against the other end of the Union line, against McPherson's Army of the Tennessee, which was approaching from the east. Hood hoped to use one of his infantry corps, was commanded by an officer named Alexander P. Stewart, to hold Sherman's attention north and northeast of Atlanta. The other two corps, under William J. Hardy and Benjamin Franklin Cheatham, would strike McPherson, and he hoped to use Cheatham to go against the front of McPherson's approaching force, while Hardy made a long flanking movement, would take about 15 miles of marching, actually, to bring it in against the extreme left flank of McPherson's approaching troops, or even in on his left rear. So Cheatham will block the front, Hardy will get around McPherson's flank. The Confederate movements began on July 21st, the movements to get the troops in position to make this strike. On the morning of the next day, the 22nd, McPherson's soldiers were marching toward Atlanta along the road from Decatur. About 2.5 miles east of the city, two of Hardee's divisions struck McPherson's column, opening the engagement that came to be called the Battle of Atlanta, July 22nd. But Hardee's soldiers had not moved far enough east to reach McPherson's rear, and stubborn Union fighting repulsed the first Confederate attacks. In the course of this fighting, General McPherson was mortally wounded, which was a serious blow to Sherman and to the Northern war effort, really. He was such a promising young officer. Everyone saw this as a tragedy. But the fighting went on very efficiently for the Federals. They held Hardee back. Hardee renewed his assaults after the first round. He still could not carry the day. He gained some ground, but achieved no decisive results. Hood was late in committing Cheatham's corps. He eventually did commit Cheatham's corps to the battle, along with about 5,000 Georgia militiamen, a very unusual instance in which militia troops actually were involved in a major battle, a battle between veterans on both sides. The Confederates, however, never again, just as at Peachtree Creek, achieved real coordination between the components of the army that were on the field, Hardee and Cheatham, and the attacks finally failed. It had been a very expensive day of fighting for John Bell Hood and his army. 8,000 Confederate casualties in the Battle of Atlanta, nearly 4,000 Federal casualties, and the second of Hood's efforts to reverse the tide had failed. The battles of Peachtree Creek and Atlanta had stopped Sherman's progress to the north and east of the city. If nothing else, they had done that, though they'd left the Federals in excellent positions both north and east from which to mount further efforts against the city.